It's the 24th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Three men have been sentenced following the kidnap and torture of a man at a Luton address. Safid Rafiq, 37, approached a man with accusations that he'd tampered with 32-year-old Nidman Akbar's Mercedes, smashing one of the windows. The man was led to a property on Ash Road in Luton by Rafiq, where he was joined by Akbar and a third man, Dawood Safia, 25. The victim was then held against his will and brutally tortured. An anonymous tip led police to the scene. The three men pleaded guilty to causing grievously body harm and false imprisonment. Mr. Rafiq will serve just over 10 years in jail, Mr. Akbar almost 7 years, and Mr. Safia will be imprisoned for close to 6 years. 150 Bedford residents over the age of 65 and living alone do not have central heating in their homes. The Age UK charity said the data were of tremendous concern, requesting that the government should address the issue by next winter. Andreas Kittners, who worked for Movanatil, a Bedford pharmaceutical distribution company, for 6 years, was found to have stolen close to £600,000 worth of drugs. Oddly, the warehouse employee did not benefit economically from the theft, but simply hoarded the Class A, B and C drugs at his Maitland Street home in Bedford. The 58-year-old Latvian native received an 8-month suspended of his 2-year prison sentence, but must attend rehabilitation days and carry out an unpaid work schedule. The Bedford Association of Tour Guides is providing new walking tours to celebrate the town's rich 1,000-year history. Each event, lasting up to 2 hours, is packed with entertaining insights related to Bedford's past. Additional information can be found on the Bedford Borough website. That's it from me today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.